This is Dakota Datebook for April 6th. The 1918 flu pandemic devastated the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. When the flu struck that fall, Sioux County's Board of Health closed all public meetings and gatherings. The outbreak was expected to last 2 weeks, but 48 schools remained closed for several weeks, and the 48's agency closed. The agency superintendent discontinued enrollments at the Indian boarding schools and farm school and ordered all tribal members who were camped to disperse. A physician with the Bureau of Indian Affairs urged people to wear face masks made from thick gauze or cheesecloth when in public places. He telegraphed the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota to obtain a bacterial vaccine thought to prevent the flu, but the vaccine proved useless, since influenza is caused by a virus, not bacteria. Hospitalization soared, filling the hospital in Fort Yates. A total of 42 people were treated for flu and pneumonia in 5 weeks that fall, with as many as 20 people hospitalized at one time. One woman died on her way to the hospital. The Indian school in Porcupine, North Dakota, was converted into a temporary hospital. One newspaper account reported 12 people dead in 2 weeks. Many of the dead were young people and parents to small children. Six doctors served Standing Rock. Two of them from McIntosh, South Dakota, died from the flu that fall. A McLaughlin doctor also fell ill, leaving the reservation with only three physicians in Bullhead, Cannonball, and Fort Yates. Two Selfridge women came to help care for the sick and dying. One family opened their home to the sick, and every space was filled. One Selfridge mother, whose husband and oldest child were ill, prayed that God take her newborn if one must go. The Sioux County Pioneer newspaper reported the deaths have caused sorrow and grief in many homes in every community, and it is the duty of those who have been spared to help by deeds and sympathy the bereaved. The epidemic waned after a few months, and on this date in 1919, 48 students were beginning their spring break, despite their school year having been curtailed the previous fall. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.